we're delighted really, since it's been 4 weeks today that we had a launch of it. As we started that launch, we had about 50 members, and a long running fundraiser has been going for maybe 20 years or more. Since the launch, we're up 130 new members, which has been a fantastic response from our fan base. They've really listened to what we're saying, which is that, you know, we're a fan-owned club. We don't have big benefactors or anybody putting money into the club from outside. We're the fans, we're the owners, and we need to back it ourselves, and we have to do it for ourselves. So the response has been fantastic. It's certainly, we're ahead of where we would have intended or forecast to be come the start of the season. It would always have been our intention to drive it on and maybe push on upwards towards 200 and 300 members, which would be, again, a huge increase. But to be at 180 members 3 or 4 days before the start of the season has been huge. Yeah. And it has given us huge stability, and it's given us huge confidence, and it's given a huge boost to the management team and Ollie in terms of some of the deals they're trying to do and have managed to do over the last wee while.
It shows the goodwill that's out there, Trevor.
It does. You know, we are a community club. We represent the whole county of Donegal. We're owned by the community. We're a cooperative society, similar to Sligo Rovers, Cork City, and other models like that. And at clubs that are owned under that model, really, if the public want success and want us to compete at the level we're at and surviving at and hoping to progress from, you know, there's a sort of a thing that Hearts are always looking for money, but that is just the bottom line. You know, we are owned by the community, by the club, by the public, by the soccer people of the Northwest, and that is what we need, and that's the message we've been really trying to get across, you know.
Yeah. And it's very positive. And as you say, the knock-on effect then is that, well, you know, Ollie is able to dip into to the coffers and maybe attract a few more big signings that he probably wouldn't have been able to do otherwise.
It's not the golden bullet, and there is no golden bullet, but it is certainly a help. Yeah. And it has put us in a position maybe to be in the market for maybe players that we wouldn't otherwise have been in the market for. Mm. And we've talked about the likes of Barry coming to the club, which is fantastic, you know, and it, you know, that was Barry's choice. As Ollie said, Barry chose us, but at least we were able to be there to be chosen. Yeah. You know, to have the bit of backing behind us, you know.
Right. Okay, well, the 500 club is just one of a number of areas where funds are coming into the club, Trevor. Attendances on match nights is key as well, isn't it? Getting big support there, and there are efforts ahead of the first game of the new season to boost attendances as well. Talk of free buses being laid on. What's happening there?
Yeah, well, look, the other big stream that we're going to need in terms of backing from the public is people to come and watch the games and get behind the club. We've had a great start, a derby at home in our first game, and, you know, a couple other big games to follow. So there's our big focus of marketing now would be to get behind the match on Friday night. We've, for the first time, we have tickets for sale online with the support of our sponsors there in Champion Travel. And another initiative we've always hoped to see a regular bus coming from Letterkenny or Melton, this side of the county, to Finn Park for home games. So as a kind of a trial basis for the first match, we are going to lay on the club, we're going to finance an association with Boys Travel. The bus for free now this Friday. It's going to leave Remelton. It's going to call to a couple of stops around Letterkenny at Glencairn, Swilly Inn, and the Dry Archin, and it's going to go on up to Finn Park and then the reverse on the way back. So that will be out there on our social media and our website later on. Contact 087-286-1557 to book your place on it.
Okay, Trevor, well done. A lot of work goes into this. It doesn't happen by accident. So yourself and those on your committee, I'm sure, are putting in plenty of work into this.
It has. I mean, I've been involved before, obviously, over the years, and I came back into it with my eyes open to a degree as to what was involved. But you kind of nearly forget pre-season is just headlong in terms of the amount of stuff that has to be done, and we're starting from scratch in terms of relaunching the 500 club and a number of other things that we've been working on. We have been very, very busy, and it's all going to hopefully come to fruition now on Friday night with a big support and a big attendance and maybe a big occasion at Finn Park again, which is really what it's all about. We want those big nights at Finn Park.